Good day, everyone. My name is Sifu Cindy Cicero, and today I'm here with Sifu Jones, and we're going to do a seminar on enhanced psychic abilities. And good day, Sifu Jones.
How's it going? Yeah, today's seminar about enhanced psychic abilities and what that's all about. And what we really do is show the student how they can start getting theirs kicked into gear by going through the school that we offer, the School of Bioenergy. And what we basically do is teach the student how to build up the electrical part of their body so that it works so much better than it normally would. And that's the nerve fiber or the nervous system. And your whole nervous system is sending messages all over your body, from your brain all over your body, back and forth constantly, and they're using the nerve fiber system. And nerve fibers are something that you can literally learn to build up with the right type of exercises, and that's what we've basically designed, are these specially designed exercises that build up that part of your body, and by doing so, you're able to put off more of what we call bioenergy or chi. And in quantum physics or quantum mechanics, they go over things called subatomic particles and how subatomic particles are really what the whole world is made up of. And when the two match up very consistent like they do, we found out that chi or this bioenergy and subatomic particles all work basically the same way. And if you understand how quantum physics works, then you can also work this bioenergy so much better. And so what we did was start studying how that basically works. And by doing so, we started understanding how energy really affects the human body in different ways that has never really been studied much. And because it hasn't been studied much, a lot of different energy people out there don't really learn the facts of the matter or learn to build up their own electrical system in the right way. Now, what we found is when you build up this electrical system of yours, all of these enhanced psychic abilities come out, and that's the amazing thing about it. And why we started a school so that we could show people how they could actually enhance their own psychic abilities simply by building up the electrical system. Now, one of the ways that, you know, or some of the things that we go over are things like clairvoyance or, you know, seeing events or how you see visual impressions of the past, the future, or even present events, you know, something that is just about ready to happen or things that are happening that you couldn't know because they happened somewhere else, and yet you picked up on it right off the bat. And a lot of people have that ability, and usually that comes with more one of the different types of psychic abilities. And we will, you know, show people how that kind of is works in this type of school. And then we go over things like clairsentience, and this is where you have that ability to receive impressions, or it's mostly from a feeling. You get these strong feelings about maybe emotions, how somebody's feeling, and they could be at a distance also, and not necessarily in the same room with you, but certainly you would pick up on those things around you very quickly. And then there's clairaudience, which is where you have the ability to hear things that maybe other people wouldn't be hearing. And sometimes there'll be like voices or music in the air, and a lot of people think, well, you know, you must be nuts if you pick up on stuff like that. But really, it so many people are affected by stuff like that that they've actually have a whole science on that, on in what is really happening there. And we show you how stuff like that will even happen just simply by building up your own nervous system. And then we go over things like telekinesis or psychokinesis, which is basically the ability to move objects without physically touching them or using your mind to move objects with, and what that's all about. And we start you out by teaching you how to move around a simple, like, drinking straw. And so it's not a big object or anything, but you're not really putting out a lot of bioelectricity when you first start this. But that's what most people didn't really even understand, that everybody puts off bioenergy or this bioelectricity. And NASA, one of the government agencies, actually says that the typical average person puts off about 11,000 watt hours during their lifetime. And, you know, different from the more active you are, obviously, the more bioenergy that you'll put off. Well, when we we start teaching these electrical exercises, how they work and how they build up your nerve fiber system, it really enhances that ability to put out more and more of this. And so we actually show you how to cultivate large amounts of this type of energy. Now, besides some of the other psychic abilities are psychometry, which is picking up on energy patterns from objects or putting different types of energy patterns into objects yourself. And we go over things like that in your second or third year. We teach you how to use energy patterns in different ways and how you can use them into inanimate objects. And you pick up impressions that way, or you actually can send messages that way, which is kind of strange, but it's using electricity in kind of strange ways. Then we go over things like remote viewing, and which is the ability to see or hear or feel a target, which would be unknown to the person who is being told the information. And some people get these impressions of, you know, other people somewhat like a video clip, or sometimes they just pick up on it like as a feeling and say, okay, I can tell you this about that. And it's really being at another place, like you're at one place and you're remote viewing to another place or at another location, which may or may not be known to you. And it's much easier with remote viewing, actually going from the known and then going to learn how to do the unknown. And we go through this whole process of teaching the student how to actually learn to remote view and to do it very effectively. And these are like other things that will lead to that, or like astral projection or OBEs and or out-of-body experiences, and we go over in great detail each of those things so that the student would know exactly what's involved there and the caveats to be involved and what it's all about. And some of the other stuff that enhanced psychic ability may go over is like pyrokinesis, which is setting things on fire, and that you may see that out there, and even it's showing up in YouTube videos today. And it's really weird that, you know, some people would have the ability to do that, but we'll show you how they would have the ability or how they harness that ability and why that particular talent may not be one you would want to do because of some of the bad side effects that you would get for going down that way. And then we go over, you know, some of the different ways that your body has to change in order to be able to pull off some of the stuff that we just talked about, where you really can dive into some of these psychic abilities. And it's not really that hard. It really is a case that we take them from a case where they're at a layman's, you know, barely able to feel the energy. We do it through this thing called a chi palm test, where they feel the energy bounce back and forth between their palms and learn to tune into the energy in the first place in a physical way. And as this physical presence gets greater and greater and they feel the buildup of that energy, we teach them all about a tri-concept that shows them how to make this good feeling energy and then keep it on the cool side, because chi or electricity has a tendency to be hot, and simply by building it up in this cool way, you can build up so much more of it, and it feels so much better than if it starts getting too hot, where it just gets out of control on you. And a lot of people try to tell you that they would harness that side, and then we show you in the school why that wouldn't really be a very good idea, that it really causes you all sorts of problems in your own life if you try to harness the hot side of chi or this bioenergy. And that's what we basically do in our school, is we go over all these different ways to enhance a person's ability so that they can get so much more out of themselves than you normally could. And since I've been doing it for the majority of my life, I got really well, got very good at doing different types of exercises. And so now we're actually started a school where we, in 3 years' time, we'll take you to the extreme abilities level, which is pretty amazing that you can pull off things that most people would say were impossible, and yet we'll get you to tune into them right off the bat, because you'll know what the important part of it is, what you're totally trying to tune into. And you'll find that most enhanced psychic abilities are that. It's just that ability to tune into the right thing at the right time. And even in the second month of their, as they become students in our school, we go over telekinesis 101 and start teaching you how to move around a drinking straw and what's involved there. And then in the next month, we'll go over how to sense colors, like if you have put a blindfold on and somebody put a colored piece of paper in front of you, you could easily pick up on it and tell what that color was. And we teach you how to tune in to the different things that you need to tune into. In another month, we'll show you how to, like, use these different type of containers that are closed up, and we put different objects in it, and you'll be able to feel the exact and tell you exactly what's in each of the closed containers without knowing beforehand. And these are things that people can tune into and learn to do, and they would certainly seem impossible at first, but once you learn the step-by-step process involved, it's really easy to tune into these type of things. And it's really amazing. I mean, even when you first started this school and way back when, I mean, it's amazing how quickly you can tune into things, isn't it?
Oh, it really is, Sifu Jones. I mean, you know, I came in at a plateau in my energy work, and I had gone through other various systems, and you know, I came into this one and it started, and I couldn't believe in such a short period of time, by building up the nerve fibers and, you know, doing the 1 to 2 minute exercises, how much more I increased in my abilities. It was amazing. And then before I knew it, it was effortless. I wasn't struggling to really have the same psychic abilities anymore. They just increased on their own, and I just tapped into them at an incredible rate.
Yeah, I think most people try to do the psychic ability thing in a totally different way than what we're really trying to show them. And it's such a better way when you can take a physical way and you can physically see the difference and tangibly feel it all along the way. It's so different than trying to conjure up something and you're not knowing. You know, most of the books on things like remote viewing are so hard to pick up on and really learn it from that way, or OBEs. I mean, a lot of people will tell you to, like, push up energy into a person's head and that this will lead to these type of psychic abilities, or open the so-called third eye. And what we do in the school is give you reliable facts. We show you how the science really works. We show you how your body works with energy work. And without knowing that kind of stuff, you really just run into all sorts of problems pushing up energy indiscriminately up into the head. Most of the time, it's just going to lead to headaches. And what we do in the school, we'll go over specifically when you would ever go with energy up in the head, and we show you all these other better ways to build up energy and really enhance the overhaul product of your body. In other words, as you build up the nerve fibers of your body and you get them all evened out, you can fill up into your head and know exactly where everything is in a very reliable way. And so by the time that you are actually putting energy up into your head, you can do it in a very reliable way and expect to get the right type of feedback from there, from putting it up in that way. And it won't just cause headaches. It will actually do the things that you need it to do in order to, you know, pull off things like extreme abilities or the things that we teach in our school, which gets you to a much higher level. We teach you healing techniques in the school, and that's why we call it Qi Energy Heals, because we know as you use this type of really good healing energy and you're taking it through your own body, and that's where we're a whole lot different than a lot of people out there on learning energy work, is we use this energy through your own body, and you're somewhat the guinea pig. But it also, because you're the guinea pig, you pick up on the energy so much easier than you could trying to just project energy out from you. And although we do both, we, you know, like I said, in Telekinesis 101, we show you actually how to project energy out from you, but we also go over how this energy is going to affect you and why you have to use this good energy in order to positively affect all aspects of your life. So it's really quite amazing that we go over as much as we do in our school, and that you'll learn as much as you do. But we do things from such as raising or lowering your temperature, teach you how to do that, and specifically go over the step-by-step way of what's involved there, how to, like, raise or lower your heart rate or your blood pressure, and what's exactly involved there. And by being able to do that at the right times, you can radically change not only the way you feel, but the way other people feel simply with that ability alone. And then, of course, we add a whole lot of other things into the mix so that the student has a good ability to project energy in a physical and tangible way that other people can feel it. So that's kind of neat, too, that you can actually put out enough energy that it not only affects you, but it affects them around you, huh?
It's amazing that I just never thought learning extreme abilities would have such healing qualities, that my health would drastically improve. And yet, all my five senses at the same time would be improved and amplified, and I could feel discreetly what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling and tasting. And that's the difference, that I can see that there's a discrete knowing for each one, and each one has their own attributes. So that's how I became more at a professional level, because there's a control factor over that.
There really is. And the ability to get more and more sensitive and to tune into more and more different things around you really does help. A lot of people try to do this through a tightening process, to like breaths or sounds, and they add all this exotic stuff to building up their energy. And what we really do is break all the stuff down and show you, using these very low aerobic impact exercises, exactly what you need to tune into, and then how you build that energy up so that you can easily feel it, or anybody around you can easily feel it. And by building that type of energy up over time, it's energy you can use in all these different ways. And we show you things like the law of attraction, how that really does work, and how that your body's pheromones actually are how you deal with other people around you, and simply learning to make them more attractive or not burning them helps you in all these different ways that people wouldn't readily understand until you actually see the science about it and see that it's a fact. It's quite amazing what the science fields have now opened up, and they know so much better of how our body works. And that's really what we've done, is gotten that information and showed you how it plugs into energy work, and so that you can get to a much higher level than you normally could. And then one of the main things that we actually show you is how to separate out your spirit from the body. And that's kind of an amazing process. And as you feel that separation, you really do see that you are a spirit being, and that you're basically in this animal host, you know, we call a body. And we show you exactly how that works. And a lot of people, when they see that for the first time, they're quite amazed at, you know, that a school could lead to that. But that's really what a school is designed to do, is get you at a so much better level than you could do on your own, just simply reading a book here or going over a course there. I've been doing this stuff all my life, so it's, you know, something I've studied, and I've gone down all these different avenues and learned all these different ways of doing it, and then have really learned what does work, what doesn't work. And after you go over the science of how everything works and how your body really does work, you come up with these logical conclusions, and you understand that a lot of people are not doing this energy work in the right way, and that's why they really don't get that well. And so a lot of people, if you're into energy work and you found that you plateaued in it just like you did way back when, and you got in and we got together and started studying this in the right way, you got so much better, even though you'd been in it for so long and in a short period of time. And that's what really is the difference between us and why you want to go through a school. And by not going through a school, you just spend your own wills, and you don't get that good. Whereas just simply going through a three-year school like we offer, you really can get to this fantastic professional level that you may not even think that you could at first. But that's what we do. That's what we offer you, is this ability to shorten the normal time it would take you to reach enhanced psychic ability levels, or to the point where you can actually pull off an extreme ability. And that's what we're teaching students how to do, is to get to that professional level. Now, we're going to do other topics, too, besides this seminar here, that we'll go over, like things like health and longevity, telekinesis, how that basically works, levitation, you know, learning what it actually, you know, takes to, or what's involved there to, you know, get up off the ground, and possibly even another one on Dimbach, you know, what it's about, is it real, and for people who don't know what that term is, it's called death touch, and it's where you're using a energy from your body, this bioenergy, in this destructive way to actually harm people or to knock them out and that kind of thing, and we'll go over how that is even, you know, possible, and how that could, you know, like even through our school, you reach abilities to do things like that, which seem impossible at first, but when you do them in the right way, it's amazingly how short the trip is. And that's, again, the biggest thing that we offer people by going through a school like this is that ability to shorten the time it would take to get to the professional level. So for energy workers out there that have found that they've plateaued, if you give us a try on going through our School of Bioenergy, you'll be amazed at how good we can get them in a very short time. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
Well, that's the main thing I wanted to go over today with this in this seminar, is what's involved with psychic abilities, enhanced psychic abilities, that what we're going to do is build up the nerve fibers of their body so that they can actually tune in to this energy around them in such a better way than they can now. And part of what that is simply you're cleaning out your own cell. You know, at the cell level, everybody has this thing called a sodium potassium pump in them. And when they clean that, their individual cells out by using that sodium potassium pump, and it's activated by your nerve fibers. It carries down this electrical current down, pushes the food into the cell area through the sodium potassium pump, and it feeds the food, and then the burn is what happens, and sometimes you don't get enough of the burn out of there, out of the cell, and what the energy that we teach them, these energy patterns that we teach them, will actually clean out those cell areas better than they've ever been cleaned out since they were young. And that's literally why they'll be able to tune into things they're able to tune into, is as you clean out your cells again like you were young, you will be open to all this extra information that has been around you that you just weren't sensitive enough to tune into them. And simply by learning to do the right things, you can do that again. So thanks for coming on and going over this stuff with us, and thanks again.
All right, thank you.